So what that is evidence that people are being hired using the stimulus money. But what it leaves out is that someone is going to have to pay the taxes to pay for that spending. So if you think that the extra spending now, okay, is creating jobs now, the extra taxes later to pay for that are, of course, going to destroy some jobs. Okay, so at best, we're maybe substituting some jobs in the future for some jobs now. Second, in many of those cases, a lot of the people who get them were already employed, so you're shifting people from one kind of employment to another kind of employment. But even more, it's not the whole story. The question has to be, are these uses of the stimulus, are the additional spending things productive? Okay, the example you had a few moments earlier about the smart grid in Maine sort of raises the right question. Do we really want to insist that everyone build a smart grid now, or will we get more productive, gradual adoption of smart electricity grids if we let individual cities, states, et cetera, develop them when they have the other infrastructure, when they have the appropriate scientists and engineers available and things like that? If you told every homeowner, go put a porch around your house now because that's the way we're going to spend the stimulus, of course, a lot of those porches would be completely silly and useless. That's, in effect, what we're doing with stimulus money, insisting that the private sector spend its money in ways which may or may not be productive.